Okay, so turn to Matthew 25.
请翻到马太福音25章。
And you'll notice we're starting on the next section today, starting with verse 14.
今天看另外一段，从14节开始。
Before we read it, I just wanted to make an observation here.
在我们读之前，我们先来看一件事。
I just find something really amazing.
我觉得有一件事真的是蛮特别的。
That we could actually be told about and get to know about the kingdom of heaven.
发现我们其实可以来认识天国是什么。
And Jesus is spending this whole section talking about it.
耶稣在这整段经文里面都在讲天国。
You know, in China,They had something called the Forbidden City.
你知道在中国有所谓的紫禁城，是一个好像禁止人进去的一个城市。
And the emperors built it so that none of the common people could get in to see the emperor and see what's going on.
皇帝造了这个紫禁城，那他住在里面，那一般人是不能进去的。
Everybody else was left out.
所有的人都被隔在外面。
No one got a peek.
没有人看得见里面的样子。
All kinds of beautiful things in there, all kinds of gifts, all kinds of fantastic things, but it was all just for the emperor and his family.
这个皇宫里面各样富丽堂皇的景象完全是给皇帝一个人享受的，外人完全是看不见的。
But we have a different way that God treats us.
可是上帝对待我们态度不一样。
First of all, we're the ones that built the wall.To block us from God because of our sin.
我们因为犯了罪，所以是我们自己筑墙跟上帝隔绝。
But God broke an opening through that wall so we could see what's going on in the inside, in the place of beauty.
可是上帝自己来拆毁了这一道墙，让我们可以看见里面的荣美。
And so this whole section we're reading now, we're getting little peeks. Jesus is giving peeks at what that inside looks like, that place of beauty looks like.
所以这整段经文都是耶稣要打开那个门，让我们可以看见一窥天国的美妙。
And he's telling us how can we get in and live there and stay there as if we ourselves were an emperor.
他甚至告诉我们要怎么样才能够进这个天国，就好像皇帝一样可以住在里面。
So we're going to read this passage starting with verse 14 to 30.And here he is again. He's telling yet another story to give us that picture.
所以呢，我们今天要来读马太福音25章14到30节，这边再一次的让我们看见天国是什么样子。
So can I have a volunteer to read 14 to 30 in English and one to read 14 to 30 in Chinese?
请一位帮我们念，自愿念英文，一位帮我们念中文。
Yes, Matthew 25, 14 through 30.Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more.But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant.You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well, then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Thanks, and volunteer for Chinese. Ah.
Oh, 才干的比喻. This one is bigger. Which one? Sorry. 天国又好比一个人要往外国去, 就叫了仆人来, 把他的家业交给他们, 按着个人的才干给他们银子, 一个给了5000, 一个给了2000, 一个给了1000, 就往外国去了, 那领了5000的, 随即拿去做买卖, 另外赚了5000, 那领2000的, 也照样另赚了2000, 但那领1000的, 去掘开地, 把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久, 那些仆人的主人来了, 和他们算账, 那领5000银子的, 又带着那另外的5000来, 说, 主啊, 你交给我5000银子, 请看, 我又赚了5000。 主人说, 好, 你这又善良又忠心的仆人, 你在不多的事上有忠心, 我要把许多事派你来管理, 可以进来享受你主人的快乐。 那领2000的也来说, 主啊, 你交给我2000银子, 请看, 我又赚了2000。 主人说, 好, 你这又善良又忠心的仆人, 你在不多的事上有忠心, 我要把许多事派给你管理, 可以进来享受你主人的快乐。 那领1000的也来说, 主啊, 我知道您是忍心的人, 没有种的地方要收割, 没有散的地方要聚敛, 我就害怕, 去把你1000银子埋藏在地里, 请看, 您的原银子在这。 主人回答, 你这又饿又懒的仆人, 你既知道我没有种的地方要收割, 也没有散的地方要聚敛, 就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人, 到我来的时候, 就可以连本带利的回收, 夺过他1000来, 给那有10000的, 因为凡有的还要加给他, 叫他有余, 没有的, 连他所有的也要夺过来, 把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里, 在那里必要哀哭切齿了。谢谢,
thank you. I think this is a really good story for people from East Asia.
这个比喻很适合住在东亚的人看。
If there's one thing people from East Asia know how to do, it's to take money and make it grow.
亚洲人大概最喜欢这个投资的金钱。
I'm really bad at that myself.
我自己不太会做投资。
I don't know why, but somehow, like in my upbringing and the culture from Alabama, we just didn't learn those kind of things very well.
可能是从小生长的背景, 我们就是不太懂得投资理财。
But I'm gonna start talking about this passage, but looking at it from a different angle, not from money.
不过要从另外一个角度来看今天这段经文, 不是从钱的角度来看。
I want you to look at it from thinking about things that are alive.
来从这个生物的角度, 有生命的东西这个角度来看。
Now it's, and see, of course, people from Alabama who have big farms would know all about that.
当然在阿拉巴马州长大人都很懂得种东西哦。
But there's one thing that's in the nature of things that are alive.
但是, 凡是活的东西呢, 有个特性。
It's in the nature of things that are alive that they will grow and that they will bear fruit.
只要是活的东西，它本性就是它会成长，然后会结果子。
Now, when scientists first invented microscopes, they were able to see really, really small things.
科学家当第一次啊发明这个显微镜的时候，他们从显微镜看进去，发现有很多小东西在里面。
And when they were seeing those small things, they wanted to know, how do we know if this is something that's alive or something that's not alive?
他们看见这些很小的微小的东西就在想这些东西是活的还是死的
Maybe it's just a chip of rock.
会不会只是石头的碎片而已
Well, they quickly came up with a very good test.
后来他们就想到一个很好的办法来测试一下
They said if we see it growing, if we see it moving, if we see it reproducing, we know it's definitely alive.
他们决定如果这个东西会动 会成长会繁殖那我们知道它就是活的东西
Otherwise,It might just be the dead remains of something that used to be alive, or it's just a mineral.
要不然可能就是已经死了，或者只是石头、矿石的东西。
Or think about the Jianguo flower market.
想想看那个建国花市。
Now, how many of you have been to that weekend flower market?
在座多少人去过建国花市
It's pretty hectic.
那边人来，人往很多人。
Now, there they sell some things that are alive and some things that are definitely not alive.
那边卖的东西有的是活的有的是死的。
We'll forget about the cut flowers for the moment.
先不要想那个已经砍下来的花。
The goal of cut flowers is you try to keep them alive as long as possible.
那些其实摘下来的花就是你还是要想办法插在水瓶里让它不会马上死啊。
But you can go buy a beautiful rock mineral.
不过你在建国花市可以买到那种很漂亮的水那种水晶石。
So if you bring one of those crystals back and put itin the center of your table, you don't expect anything to happen to it, or you don't expect it to change at all.
那你如果买那种水晶石回来放在你桌上，你并不会期待它会改变，会生长。
Because you know there's no life in that rock crystal.
因为你知道在那个水晶石本身并没有生命。
But if you went and bought an orchid, it would be different.
可是如果你是买兰花就不一样了。
Now, did you know orchids only bloom once a year?
你知道兰花一年只开一次花。
And when they bloom, they might bloom for 2 weeks. I mean, they keep their flowers for a long, long time.
可是那个花期很长了，好几个礼拜。
But if you buy them when they're just the leaves and they haven't sent out a flower shoot yet,
如果你买兰花的时候都还没有开花，只有叶子。
You're expecting one day it'll send that shoot out.
你会期待说啊，有一天它那个花会开出来。
And sometimes it's actually better to buy them that before they've bloomed because then you know the bloom is going to last longer.
其实有时候最好是买到才刚含苞待放的兰花，因为你知道之后才会开花。
But if you bring it back and you keep it for a year and maybe a second year and there's still no blooms, you're going to want to just throw it away.
可是如果你兰花买回来一年两年都还没有开花，你可能就会想要把它丢掉了。
Because unless you just like big green leaves, that's not why you bought the orchid.
除非你只是很欣赏兰花那个很大的绿色叶片，要不然通常买兰花都是要欣赏花的。
It's supposed to produce flowers with a lot of other kinds of colors, like reds and whites and yellows and all kinds of pretty colors.
兰花本来就是要开出各种颜色很漂亮的花的。
Now, what's true in biology is also true with spiritual life.
其实生命成长的真理也适用在你的灵命上。
And that is what Jesus is addressing today in his parable.
这就是在今天这个比喻当中耶稣他要的重点。
Now, think about the parable we read today.
想想看我们今天读到这个比喻
talking about taking money and it growing and the master expecting when he comes back it will have grown
讲到说主人给这些仆人钱那他的用意是他回来的时候这些钱会增加
I think James who wrote the book of James might have had this very parable in mind when he said faith without works is dead
雅各当初在写一句经话的时候，他可能也是有想到这个比喻哦，因为他说信心如果没有行为就是死的。
So if you want to write that down and look at it later, James 4:17.
你如果想要再自己去查考这段经这节经文，是在雅各书四章十七节。
Now sometimes we have question and answer times at the end, and maybe about a month ago someone asked a question about that passage.
我们有时
候 faith without works is dead.
我们有时候会后会有一个问答时间，我们差不多一个礼拜前在座有人提问到这个问题。
And James, that person asked, "Does James' statement mean that your works are the thing that saves you?"
问到说雅各讲说信心没有行为是死的，讲到说他的意思是不是说我们的行为使我们得救呢？
And if you remember the answer I gave, I said no.
我的回答是不是行为不能使我们得救。
It's not works that save you.
救你的并不是你的行为。
But it's the presence of those works that tells you there is a living faith, and it's not a dead faith.
可是从你的行为可以看出你的信心是活的，不是死的。
In the parable today,
在今天这个比喻里面
and through to the end of this chapter, Jesus talked about the judgment day when there will be an assessment of is there life, is there no life.
从今天这段经文一直到这一章的结束，耶稣都是在讲在审判日那一天要怎么样来评估一个人。
And that big question is what will save you at judgment day?
那主要的问题就在讲说在审判日那一天是什么条件才能让你得救。
What will allow you to get in to the place of beauty like we were talking about at the beginning?
是你要做到什么要有什么条件才能够进入这个美地天国美地。
As if an emperor is sitting at his gate and his people come up, he's saying, who gets to go into the forbidden city?
就好像这个皇帝坐在紫禁城门口，然后每一个人一个一个的过来，然后由皇帝来决定谁可以进去。
Now God, yes, God will look at works.
没有错，上帝会看我们的行为。
But God doesn't measure your works on a scale and say this. He doesn't say, oh, your good works outweighed your bad works. I accept you.
可是上帝不会拿一个天平来称称看你的好行为跟你的坏行为是不是看哪一边比较多。
No, he doesn't do that because the Bible says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourself, it's the gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast.
圣经上告诉我们你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是上帝所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And if you want to go back and read that, write down Ephesians 2:8-9.
如果你想要查考这节经文，在以弗所书二章八到九节。
So don't you see that on judgment day, the question really is not what works have you done so much as who has real genuine faith?
所以我们可以看到在审判日那一天最重要的不是你做了多少好事，而是你的信心是不是活的。
Who is spiritually alive and who is spiritually dead?
那谁的信心，谁的灵里面是活的，谁的灵里面是死的。
So it's not a matter of how much good works you have done, but is there fruit that came from your faith?
所以重点不是在于你做过多少善事，重点是在于你的信心结出多少果子。
Because remember, it's through faith you are saved.
所以你要记得，因为我们是凭着信心才得救的。
And you see, it's the nature of something that it's alive, even faith, that it grows and bears fruit.
所以只要是活的东西，就会成长，就会结果子。信心也是一样。
And you can see the same kind of teaching in Jesus' parable today.
你可以从今天这个比喻里面看出这个道理。
Now, think back to the master when he came back.
我们来看看这个主人回来了。
What was the main thing he was judging? Take a look.
他是按什么标准来决定呢?
What was he checking on?
他看的是什么呢?
After he came back from his trip.
他从国外回来的时候,他对这些仆人是拿什么标准来衡量?
Not everybody's looking at their Bible. This is an actual question, not a rhetorical question.
我要问大家啊，请你们回答，这个主人回来，他是拿哪一个标准来衡量？
What was he checking? Return on investment.
投资报酬率。
All right. So it wasn't how much return had come in. He wasn't measuring how much extra you made.
其实主人看的不是投资报酬率哦，不是你赚的那个比例哦。
His criteria for accepting his servants was not if they made a 5-talent return on whatever he had given them.
他的标准并不是说啊，一定要赚到五块钱银子，他没有这样的一个绝对标准。
So it's not how much work a person does.
所以重点不是在于你做多少。
Look at verse 27.
看26节。
Now, see, the master is talking to that one servant who had not gotten anything out of the investment.
26节是主人在对那个完全没有拿钱去投资的那个仆人说话。
And the master talks to the servant and says, at least if you had put it in a bank, I would have gotten interest back.
主人对他说，你至少你把钱如果拿去存银行，至少我还有利息可以拿回来。
Now, everyone knows that for investing, your goal is to get more interest than a bank, right?
我们都知道，我们投资的目的就是我们希望那个投资报酬率可以高过银行的那个利率。
Otherwise, you just leave your money in the bank.
要不然你就钱存银行就好了。
A bank might give you, what's the bank interest right now? Anyone know?
银行的利息。
2.4%?
2.4%。
Now, in the U.S., the interest is a lot lower. We've been thinking about shifting our money over to Taiwan banks.
美国的利率更低了，我们在想要不要把钱转回来台湾。
But people aren't satisfied with just getting 2 or 4% interest.
可是很多人就是觉得能够有 2% 的利率的利息就好了。
How about 20% interest?
哦，可是一般人觉得才20%实在不够，想要赚20%。
How about doubling your money, 100%?
还是赚50%。
That's what people are going for, right?
一般人就想要那个投资报酬率越高越好。
And so instead of putting money in a bank, you'll try to buy real estate or something, and if you got the right place, location at the right time, it might go up in a few years, and you can sell it for double your money.
所以很多人不太想把钱存银行，宁愿拿去投资。也许你如果买到房子，一转手赚了一倍，哇，那这是最好的。
But the master here is not really concerned how much return he gets.
可是主人这边他的重点并不是你赚了多少。
The way Jesus is telling the story, the master just wants there to be some kind of return, some kind of fruit.
主人的重点只是要看到有成长，有这个。有回收，有利息。
And it's the same with spiritual life.
我们灵命也是一样。
You don't do good works to get into the kingdom.
你不是因为靠着你做好事才能够进天国。
Because you're saved through faith.
因为你是靠着信心才得救的。
But if there is real faith, there will be some kind of fruit.
可是如果你真的有信心，你的信心是活的，你一定会结出果子来。
And unfortunately, this last servant in the story, his faith proved to be dead.
可是很可惜哦，这个最后一个仆人，他的信心证明是死的。
There was no life, there was no fruit, there was no growth from it.
他根本没有任何的成长。
And even so, it is on the judgment day.
所以到了审判日也是一样。
Someone like that will hear verse 30.
像那样子完全没有成长的人，他到审判日他会听到第三十节这句话。
Just imagine after you die and you face God in judgment day, hearing verse 30.
想象一下你死了，到了审判日那一天，你在上帝面前，你听到上帝对你说这句话。
Because the way Jesus is saying, some people are going to hear this. It's a scary thing.
耶稣这边告诉我们，到了那一日，有些人会听到上帝对他们讲这句话。
On that day, some people will hear,Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness, that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a fact.
有一些人到那一天在面对上帝的时候，上帝会吩咐人说，把这个无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，让他在那里哀哭切齿。
Someone like that who has no fruit of genuine faith, someone like that will not be saved.
这样的人没有真正的信心，他没有办法结出果子，他没有办法得救。
Someone like that will not get into the place of beauty into heaven.
这样的人没有办法来到那荣美的天上。
They'll be thrown into hell.
他们会被丢到地狱里。
And it's a fact, the way Jesus says it, there will be some people facing that one day.
耶稣说，有一些人到那一日就要面对这样的后果。
And so before we talk about the other servants, I just want to spend a little more time thinking about the servant who was judged.
那在我们谈头两个仆人之前，我们先来谈这第三个受审判的仆人。
Look at verse 29.
看29节。
But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away.
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
So it's saying the one who does not have fruit, the one who does not have a return for the investment, even what he had.Before will be taken away from him.
这个完全不投资，完全没有任何回收利息的人，连他 手上所有的都要被拿走。
And I think this one verse here, verse 29, is like crucial to understanding the plight of man before a holy God.
我觉得29节非常重要，可以帮助我们了解我们人在神面前的那种要面对的那种困那种问题。
Before a holy God who will judge the world with justice.
因为这个圣洁的上帝他是用公义来审判世人。
This one verse here tells you the danger you're in before you come to true faith in Jesus.
在29节告诉我们我们来到耶稣面前的时候是有一个很大的危险。
So you and I sitting here today, well I'm standing, but us here today.
今天在座的我们每一个人。
You have a lot.
你拥有的很多。
Is there any fruit of your knowledge?
你有的知识很多，可是你的知识有没有结出果子？
Some of you might have read the entire Bible.
有些人也许已经把圣经从头到尾读过一遍了。
You know all the Bible stories that everybody else knows.
圣经上每一个故事你都很了解，很清楚。
You can give all the good Sunday school answers.
在上主日学的时候问的问题你都会回答。
And you do some kind of works.
那你也有一些有些服事。
But is there any real faith in you? Is there any real repentance in you?
可是在你心里面你有真正的信心吗？你有真正悔改吗？
Jesus spoke this parable we read today among the Jews.
耶稣这个比喻是对犹太人讲的。
They had the whole New Testament, Old Testament.
犹太人他们有整本的这个旧约圣经。
And a lot of the Jews knew the Bible. A lot of the people listening to Jesus knew the Bible better than we know our Bible.
当初听耶稣讲到的这些犹太人，他们对旧约圣经的了解真的是比我们好太多了。
And Jesus said, "But from one who does not have, even what he has shall be taken away."
可是耶稣说。没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For all their knowledge, when it came down to it, when Jesus arrived, there wasn't any fruit of that knowledge with faith and repentance.
当耶稣再来的时候，这些人他虽然具备对圣经具备一切的知识，他们仍然是死的，信心仍然是死的。
And what should the fruit have been?
他们应该结什么果子呢？
It should have been them looking to Jesus.And trusting in him.
他们应该结的果子就是应该要来仰望耶稣，来信靠耶稣。
Because the whole Old Testament and a lot of prophecies and all the ritual worship at the temple all pointed to what Jesus, to who he is and what he came to do.
因为旧约圣经上一切的律法、一切的仪式，全部都指出，都在预表耶稣将来、耶稣的身份以及耶稣将来要做的事情。
It all pointed to the fact that Jesus.The very Son of God would come, take on human nature, live a perfect life, and offer himself as a sacrifice, and die on the cross for sinners.
旧约上各样证据都指出，耶稣将要成神要道成肉身，成为人然后在世上活出完美的生命，又要为人舍命。
So Jesus is saying that on Judgment Day, God will come to the Jews.
所以耶稣这边在讲到审判日那天上帝会临到犹太人。
And he'll consider them and look at them.
他看看这些犹太人。
And notice that just like the servant, they held on to the Old Testament.
就像看见这些犹太人他们紧紧抓住这个旧约圣经。
They held on to the tradition of their elders.
他们紧紧抓住他们过去的这个传统。
They held on to the temple worship.
他们也紧紧抓住他们圣殿当中的敬拜。
But it was like that servant who held on to that talent the master had given him and went and buried it.
可是他们这种行为就好像那个第三个仆人紧紧抓住那一千块银子，只是把它埋起来而已。
There was nothing further going on from it, just holding on to that one little thing.
他只紧紧抓住这微薄的一千银子，根本没有任何的行动。
There is no fruit from it.
没有结出任何果子。
And unless between then and later they change their heart, or God changes their heart, He'll judge them and cast them out.
像这样的人，除非后来他们悔改了，否则神是要审判他们的。
Doesn't matter how many verses of the Bible they've memorized.
这样的人不管你背了多少的经文。
It doesn't matter if they can claim physical descent from Abraham.
他们这些犹太人虽然他们自称是亚伯拉罕的后裔，只要没有真正的信心，他们还是要被赶出去。
On judgment day, if there's no fruit of faith and repentance in Jesus, they'll be cast out.
在审判日那一天，如果没有在耶稣里结出那信心悔改的果子，他们一样被赶出去。
And this is not just true for Jews.
所以这不只适用在犹太人身上。
Many other people in other religions hold on to some things that are good.
其实很多不同宗教的人，他们信仰的人，他们还也是紧抓住一些好的道理。
You know, just like the Ten Commandments, the Buddhists say, "Do not kill."
比如说，佛教徒也像我们十诫这样，有一条说不可杀人。
Just like the Ten Commandments, Confucius says, "Honor your father and mother."
或者像儒家思想也说要孝敬父母。
Everyone in the world has some kind of light.
其实。我们这世界上每一个人都多多少少对这种真理有一点亮光，有一点认识。
Now, at the time in history, Jesus was walking on the earth, the Jews had the brightest light.
当初耶稣在世上的时候，其实犹太人他们所得到的亮光是最多的。
They had the most to invest.
他们是有最多 的资产可以来投资的。
They should have been the quickest to come to faith and repentance.
他们应该是 最早最快来悔改相信的一群。
What about this era in world history?
那 现在呢？
People who grow up in churches, people who go to churches have the brightest light. They have the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我们现在在教会中来教会中的人，我们是有最多的亮光，我们有旧约圣经也有新约圣经。
But sadly, even in churches, peopleMight be just like those Jews.
可是很可惜啊，即使在教会中的人，也有人是像当初那些犹太人一样。
So the churches have the brightest light, but everyone has light. Some light.
所以每个人多多少少有一些亮光，可是教会中的人所知道的亮光是最多的。
The Bible says that the whole creation is speaking something about the Creator.
圣经告诉我们这个。从宇宙万物，我们可以看出上帝。
But you see, having that knowledge, having that light about the Creator is not enough in itself.
可是光是能够看出这个创造主的存在还不够。
Does it bring you to the worship of the true God and to faith and repentance in the way He's given for salvation?
还是没有办法让你能够知道救赎之道，真正来悔改。
Now, I don't know if you're one of those people that watches the Discovery Channel nature programs.
不知道在座有没有人喜欢看 Discovery 的那个讲动物的频道。
I like watching it, but some people are kind of, if back home when I turn on that channel, everybody's kind of like, change the channel.
我很喜欢看那种动物节目，可是我每次在看很多人，通常家人都希望不要再可以转台。
They've discovered a lot of,In the past century, in the 20th century, they discovered a lot of tribes deep in different mountains and jungles that had never had contact with the outside world before.
他们发现在过去这二十几世纪来，有在很偏远的地方啊，有很多的部落是是完全跟外界隔绝的。
There are people in Papua New Guinea who had not had contact with the outside for generations and generations.
比如像那个巴布亚新几内亚那个部落，他们有可能几百几千年都没有跟外界接触过。
They hadn't had contact, and so of course they never heard about the Bible or Jesus.
所以他们当然没有听过上帝，听过耶稣的真理。
And of course that's why missionaries push into all these regions to tell people about Jesus.
所以宣教士才要去到这样福音未得之处去把福音传给他们。
But there is light. There is enough light for something.
可是呢，他们还是有足够的亮光可以来看见一些真理。
From some illiterate tribe in the far jungles and corners of the world to the most important CEO of the most sophisticated company on the cutting edge of civilization, there is light.
从最偏远的部落到最现代科技文明当中的这个大公司的总裁 每一个人都可以看从大自然当中看见一个事实。
They do have that light of creation.
他们可以看见那个神的创造。
But Romans 1:19-20 says something interesting.
在罗马书一章十九到二十节讲了一句话很特别哦。
It says, even with the light they have, it doesn't bear fruit in the way they know God, in the way they look at God, in the way they worship God. It doesn't bear any fruit. Just like this servant in the parable.
他说从这个宇宙万物我们其实可以看出这个创造主的存在是可以看见上帝的那个能力跟他的神性。可是即使是这样还是无法使人真正来敬拜这位神。
It says, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God has made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through that which was made, so that men are without excuse.
罗马书一章十九二十节说，上帝的事情，人所能知道的，原是显明在人心里，因为上帝已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽然是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
God doesn't judge people for the light they don't have, but people all have some kind of light, and because of that, they're without excuse.
上帝不会用人所不知道的去审判他，可是人所知道的，他会用人所知道的那部分来审判他。
Every man and woman and child possesses something that should have borne fruit in their knowledge, in their attitude, and in their worship of God, but it didn't.
每一个人其实都有能力来看，从宇宙万物来看见神的存在，来敬拜他，可是我们却没有。
And so Romans 1:18 says, the wrath of God is on men. So this kind of explains why God's justified in judging everyone on Judgment Day.
所以为什么神在审判日的时候可以审判每一个人？
It's that fact they had, whatever light they had, it didn't get a return for its investment.
因为不管你对上帝的认识有多少，上帝要求看到的是那个那个成长的部分。
So people all over the world on Judgment Day will be thrown out, cast out, just like that servant, because there was no fruit of that knowledge.
到审判日那一天，有许许多多人，他们因为完全没有任何的成长，就像那个无用的仆人一样，就要被丢在黑暗里。
So today, if you died, what would happen to you?
所以今天如果你不幸死了，你会遇到面对什么下场
？I know in Eastern cultures it's not good to talk about somebody dying before they've died.
我知道在这个亚洲的文化里社会里面哦，讲这个死是很不太吉利的。
But I want to talk about that. I want to ask that question today. If you died, what would happen to you? So that it will bring you into the place where you'll actually have life.
可是我今天真的想要问各位，就是如果你今天不幸死了，你会到哪里去
？So we already read verse 30. One thing that can happen to people.
我们已经读到三十节，告诉我们有些人的下场是那样。
If someone died, they could be cast into the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
有些人死了之后是要被丢在外面的黑暗里，在那里哀哭切齿。
But then look at verse 21 and verse 23. This is the other thing that could happen to people.
可是我们看21-23节啊。
Enter into the joy of your master.
他说可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
You've been faithful in little, you'll be given much.
你在不多的事上有忠心。
That's a really simple description of what heaven is and what hell is.
这边就是很简单的介绍天上跟地狱的差别。
Heaven and hell, that's where we're headed, one or the other place after we die.
我们人死后只有两个目的地，一个是天上，一个是地狱。
See, this whole kingdom of heaven, this whole teaching of Jesus is characterized by the fact that there will be a judgment day.
所以从这段这些教导我们可以看出将来必有审判的一天。
So first thing, let no man deny.
所以我们绝对不能否认。
or cherish the thought that somehow God will pardon and accept everyone and no one has to worry.
你觉得对不能以为说将来神一定会原赦免每一个人，每一个人都会没事的，都会被神接纳。
And let no one think that God will accept them because of their works on their own.
千万不要以为神会因为我们做好事就来接纳我们。
The test is whether or not there's real faith.
这边真正的重点是在看我们有没有真正的信心。
Whether or not there's real faith in Jesus.
是不是真的来信靠耶稣
That's what brings salvation.
唯有真的信靠耶稣才能得救。
It's not the work you can point to and say, hey, I did all this.
不是因为你做好事你才得救。
So if you don't have that genuine faith yet, that's what God's call is for you today.
所以如果你还没有这样的一个真正的信心这是今天神要给你的呼召。
It calls you stop looking around at life this way.
他要你不要再到处张望。
Look up.
他要你向上仰望。
Look at God's claims and His promise of who Jesus is and what He did.
来仰望神的应许，他告诉我们耶稣是谁，耶稣为我们做了什么。
And look in.
也看看我们内心。
Look at your desperate situation because there's sin in you.
看看你内心的境况是多么凄惨，因为你是一个有罪的人。
That's repentance and faith.
所以我们就要凭信心来悔改。
So God's not giving this passage here to just say, "Look at you guys, I'm going to squish you."
所以上帝并不是说你们每一个人都惨了。
And I just want the rest of your life to be miserable.Knowing that fact.
我要好好的来折磨你们，你们下半辈子全部都要很惨了。
It's a call for you to take seriously your situation you're in.
上帝是借这个来告诉我们，你要来看看你目前的境况。
And it's an offer. It's an offer of salvation through Christ.
也是要给你呢，在耶稣里面的救恩。
So get to know Him.
所以你要来认识他。
I want to talk about a little bit about the, what you've been given to invest now and then what you get in return from the investment.
那现在我要来谈说上帝给了你什么然后要求你要有什么样的回报。
See, because if you do already have that faith, God's call is for you to increase your returns.
如果你已经有在主里面真正的信心，那接下来上帝要求你的就是，从你领受的能够有投资有成长。
And you're not trying to increase your returns on the investment just to make God accept you. Remember, He doesn't test like how much so much is the fact that there is a return. You're just trying to increase your return just for the joy of serving your master.
可是你把上帝给你的来投资让它增加并不是为了要被上帝接受。
So the first thing I want you to notice about what you have to invest.
所以首先我要谈你需要来投资什么。
Remember it's something given to you.
首先你要记得是你得到什么。
It's something that was not your own in the first place.
你要记得你所得到的并不是你自己就有的。
Just like those servants, when the master left, he himself is the one who gave them something to invest with. It wasn't, he didn't say, hey, go dig up in your room and all the money you buried underground and go do something with it. It's something the master himself gave.
我们从那个比喻看见，这些仆人他们所拿到的银子都是主人给他们的，不是他们自己去拿来去找来的。
It's not theirs. It's not their money. It's the master's money.
所以那个钱不是他仆人的，是主人的钱。
The problem is sometimes Christians will get focused on what they have to invest as if it's theirs themselves.
可是我们有时候基督徒好像把我们自己所有的以为是我们自己的。
The Corinthian church had this problem. You can see it all through 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
哥林多教会就有这样的一个问题啊，你可以在哥林多前后书看到。
They almost kind of looked at it as if it was their own money, their own faith, their own talents and spiritual gifts.
他们呢，对，觉得他们所拥有那些属灵的恩赐啊，他们的钱财啊，他们的信心，好像都是自己的。
And write down this passage, 1 Corinthians 4:7.
大家可以写下来哥林多前书四章七节。
Paul rebukes them. He says, what do you have that you have not received? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you'd not received it?
保罗在这边责备他们说，你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？
So all your talents, anything that you could contribute to God's work, it's not yours, it's from God.
所以所有你能够拿来侍奉神的一些才能、才华，并不是你自己的，都是从神来的。
Now notice the other thing here.
这边好，再看一点。
Not everyone has the same amount.
每个人所拥有的那个数量不一样。
It's just an interesting thing about the way God designed his kingdom.
上帝啊，对他这个天国的安排很不一样。
And Jesus consistently shows this up in the way he sets up his parables.
耶稣不断地从他的比喻中来告诉我们这一点。
So right here,He says, well, one got five talents to invest, one got two talents, and one got one talent to invest.
所以这边我们看到有人拿五千，有人拿两千，有人拿一千。
So this says, don't compare yourself to others.
所以这边告诉我们说，你不要跟别人比较。
Don't say, oh, how much fruit or talent do I have compared to this other Christian?
不要去跟别人比说，我们有彼此有什么样不同的恩赐跟才华。
Just ask yourself, is there growth to what I do have?
你只要问说我所拥有的这些，我有没有不断成长？
Be content with that fruit.
然后你要满足于你有这样子的成长。
There's different kinds of fruit. There's different kinds of places that you show growth.
其实你需要在几方面有一些成长。
And this is probably hard to transfer over from Jesus' parable about money to something about your own life and your spiritual walk.
我们可以从这边比喻讲的是钱，可是我们可以应用在我们的属灵的道路上。
So let me just tell you, there are four kinds of areas where there is fruit.
我们有四方面应该要来结果子。
There's fruit in your attitudes.
第一个是我们的态度。
There's fruit in your thoughts.
我们的想法。
And the way you look at the world.
第三是我们看这个我们的世界观。
There's fruit in your words and what you say.
第四个是你的言语。
And the fourth thing, there's fruit in your actions.
第四个是你的行为、行动。
And notice, you've probably heard this quoted over and over again. It's in Luke 12:48, if you want to write it down.
路加福音12章48节这句话常常有人引用，你可以写下来。
I think even some US presidents like JFK quoted this verse.
好像那个甘乃迪总统也曾经引用过这节经文。
To whom much is given, much is required.
多给谁就向谁多取。
So God's saying, take what you have and bear fruit with it.
所以上帝要告诉你的是，把你所有的拿出来投资。
And even in that context, you find several places in the New Testament, Paul and others talk about, with the measure of your faith, do this.
那新约圣经还有其他的经文，像保罗也有提到说，我们的信心有，我们就是根据我们所有的信心来做。
So if this is true, should we not just work towards being bearing, getting a bigger return?
如果是这样的话，我们不是更应该要殷勤的来做工，来结出更多果子吗？
Every investor knows if they're a serious investor, when you take your money to invest it, you can't just like ignore it and go off somewhere.
每一个投资的人都知道，你不是说钱投下去你就不管了。
You're mindful of your assets and where will they bring bigger return.
你心里面还是你会常常去想去注意说你有得到多少的报酬。
You need to pay attention when you might need to sell one stock and buy a different stock.
你需要常常去注意，也许你有时候要卖掉这个股票来买另外一个股票。
When the market, real estate market's high, that's the time to sell your property and take that money and put it somewhere else.
那如果房地产现在正在看好，那也许赶快把它卖掉来投资别的。
When it's low, you don't sell your property, you keep it and just rent it out.
那比如说房地产景气低迷的时候，你可能就不要卖，就也许把它租出去。
Or sometimes you'll shift from the biotech sector to the finance sector.
那有时候你就是要转换不同的购买不同的股票。
You know about investing.
这些投资的原理你们都很清楚。
You attend to it.
你都会去注意这些变化。
You pay attention to it.
你会去注意。
You get more, learn more about it.
你会去涉猎这方面的知识。
And you work on those areas and those portfolios that have weakness and you try to build them up.
那你就会想办法去得到最高的报酬率。
So why do you and I not do that with our spiritual life?
那我们对我们的灵命为什么没有这样子的注意，有这样的来投资？
It's like we're just barely past that wicked servant.
我们好像只是没有像那个又恶又懒的仆人那么糟糕而已。
It's almost like there's just enough fruit that we actually put our faith in Christ.
我们好像才刚刚好及格而已，刚只是能。信靠耶稣而已。
And in God changing our heart, we're a little more nicer to other people, and we have a little more interest in God's word.
那上帝改变我们的心，让我们可以稍微比别人好一点而已。
But this past week, did you give a thought? How are my investments growing?
可是你过去这一个礼拜，你有没有在想我的成长状况怎么样？
Did you give a thought to?You know what? If someone asked me this question about God, I wouldn't be able to explain it. I need to go read more from the Bible to learn this.
你们想到如果人家问我有关于这方面的问题，我可能还不太清楚，还要回去读圣经才知道怎么回答。
Did you look at your life and say, you know what? My relationship with God is not very close. I kind of have this distant, vague sense of Him, but there's no refreshment and personal connection.
是不是你跟上帝的关系好像有一点疏离，然后你对上帝不是有很清楚的认识。
And you want to attend to your friendship.
那你觉得你想要进一步的跟神加深你们之间的友谊。
I can ask on and on in different areas of your life.
你可以从生活上各方面来看出来我们跟神的关系。
Why are you just ignoring this investment?
为什么你会忽略这方面的投资呢？
Now, for me, I'm pretty guilty of this as far as real money.
我自己在真正金钱的处理理财上不是很行。
I hate adding up. I hate doing arithmetic.
我很讨厌算数哦。
So I don't want to have to figure out if I could shift the money from U.S. to Taiwan, I'll get a higher percentage interest, and how that much that would be.
我不太喜欢去算说我如果把我在美国的美金把它转到台湾存在用台币存起来是不是利息比较高或者比较划算，我很讨厌算这些。
Yeah, it just like makes me tired to think about calculating. Okay, I'm going to lose something in the transfer because when you wire money from one place to another, the banks charge you something. Now, am I going to gain more?By transferring anyway, and then that interest will cover up what I lost. It just makes me tired thinking about it.
我常常觉得一想到就很累哦，叫我去算说从把美国的钱汇到台湾来，然后你要扣掉手续费，然后再去算这个利率利息到底划不划算，要存多久才够。我一想到这个就觉得很累。
But when it comes to your spiritual life and my spiritual life,We just get that same kind of tired, glazed look.
可是我们在我们的灵命上好像也是同样有这种疲倦的感觉。
Almost like, I don't want to know how I'm doing.
好像我就不想知道我的状况怎么样。
Almost like, I don't want to know if some area of sin is creeping into my life that I'm not paying attention to. I don't want to discover it.
我不想去了解是不是我生命中有某个罪不断的在那边伺机而动。
It's almost like,I don't want to change the way my life is to conform to what God commands.
简直就好像就是我们不愿意去改变生命来效法耶稣。
I don't want to have to think, I don't want to have to change. That's too often the attitude Christians have.
像很多基督徒的态度就是我不想去想这些东西，我不想去改变。
So if you don't know Christ in the first place, God's call is for you to take serious look at the seriousness of your sin and the judgment day to come and flee to the one place of safety in Christ.
所以如果你还没有真正认识耶稣的话，今天神要给你一个呼召，就是你来想想看，在审判日那天你要面对的一个下场，你就要来想办法来避免来进面对那样的下场，现在就要来信靠耶稣。
But if you do have that faith, God's call for you is now is the time for work. When the master's away on the trip, it's the time for the servants to work.
那如果你已经真正信靠耶稣的话，接下来神给你的呼召就是 你要好好的来做事，就像这些仆人在主人离开之后，他们就要去做事了。
God didn't take you away yet. He left you on this earth to labor and to build that investment.
上帝还没有带你去天国，他把你留在地上，让你在地上投资。
And here the way he said it is, you know, come enter the master's joy.
这里有一节经文讲说，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
The other place it says, come and enter my rest.
那另外一个地方说，进来享受我的安息。
And one day we will have that, but right now we're in the battle.
将来有一天我们就要进去享受主人的快乐跟安息，可是目前我们还在战场上。
And there's no point, there's nothing else to pay attention to on this earth.
那我们在世上所要注意的就是只有这一件事。
Everything else will pass away.
世上的一切都会过去。
The only thing that goes into eternity is our labors in the Lord. They're not in vain.
可是唯有我们在主里所做的工可以持续到永恒。
So God calls you to that, to repentance, to rooting out sin in your life, to looking at areas where you can serve Him more.
所以上帝要你认罪悔改，让你来，并且来看看在你可以用你生命的哪一方面来侍奉他。
And God calls you to bring this message of salvation to others that don't know Him yet and are in that danger of being cast out on Judgment Day.
上帝也要你将这得救的信息来传给人，好叫他们不要去面对那最后那危险的下场。
So let's be about reading our Bibles.
所以我们要好好来读我们的圣经。
Let's be about praying and developing our relationship with God.
要祷告，我们要来跟神的关系。
Let's be about looking at our sin.
要来检视我们自己的罪。
And obedience and faithfulness in our walk.
在每日与主同行，顺服他。
Let's be about stepping forward to share the gospel instead of stepping back.
要走出去来传福音的，不要后退。
Set your light on a hill, not under a basket.
让你的灯可以照在山顶上，而不是藏在兜底下。
Let's be about speaking the words of blessing.
让我们要说祝福的话。
But I just want to tell you, as you're doing this, don't do it from a sense of burden or obligation, but from a sense of joy and grace.
可是你这样做的时候，不要觉得是一种义务，觉得是一个重担，而是你是出于喜乐在做。
We read a little earlier when Paul rebuked the Corinthian church.
我们刚刚有读到保罗对哥林多教会的责备。
At the end of his letter in 1 Corinthians 15:10 he says, "By the grace of God I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I but the grace of God that was in me."
在哥林多前书15章10节保罗说，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙上帝的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是上帝的恩与我同在。
See, our works are by the grace of God, even.
连我们所做出来的事情都是凭着上帝的恩典做的。
And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
我们靠着那加给我们力量的基督，凡事都能做。
So get off the sidelines, get into the battle.
所以你要从那个
sidelines.
我们要投入战场，不要在后方观望。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, we just ask your forgiveness.
主啊，求你来赦免我们。
First of all, just for our hearts that are turned against you, and in a sense, we build our own wall to surround the forbidden city.
求你赦免我们的心是远离你的，赦免我们筑墙来与你隔绝。
And Lord, we ask your forgiveness too.
主啊，求你来赦免我们。
Because it's like you open a door for us to go through, and then we kind of just come right inside the entrance and sit down.
因为你打开门让我们邀请我们进来，可是我们只是一进来就坐在门口不动。
And we hardly take part in anything, and it's almost like we'd almost want to go back out.
我们坐在那边什么事也不做，好像是一副想要再出去的样子。
Lord, I just pray you'd give each one here the vision of the beauty and the glory and the goodness and the joy and the blessing of being in your will and walking in your way.
主啊，求你让我们在座每一个人都可以看见在你天国里面的荣美，与你 同行是多么美好的一件事。
In Jesus name，
奉耶稣的名祷告，
Amen，
Amen。
Now, I had planned to have, instead of question and answer for the next few weeks, people sharing testimonies.
我打算接下来几个礼拜我们把这个问题解答时间拿来让大家来做见证分享。
Now, the thing is, everybody I call, I didn't call everybody, but everybody I called to ask wanted to wait to a different time.
那我打电话找一些人想要安排他们做见证，可是大家都说要晚一点。
So I wanted to just open it now if anyone wants to just get up and share their testimony.
所以我愿意开放现在的时间，如果有人就是现在可以马上上台来分享。
And on Monday I will nail it down.
然后礼拜一的时候就会把这个时间再排好。
Do you want?
I guess it was about in September, because I know it was before I went back to the States, which was in October. 在九月的时候，就是因为我还没回去美国，我十月我去美国，就是看我的亲戚朋友。我做一个梦， and that time I had a dream. I woke up, and this was a special kind of dream.我做一个有一种特别的一个梦 ，and the special kind of dream. I've told some of you all this, but not everybody.
其实我已经跟你们有一些人分享过这个很特别的梦了。
And the dream, I woke up, I got this message in a dream, and the message was, "You are listening to the wrong station."
然后我做了这个梦，里面给我一个信息，那个信息说你听错电台了。
And this special kind of dream is you hear a voice, but you don't see anybody.
这个梦很特别，就是你有听到声音，可是没看到人。
And if I have not had very many of these dreams in my life.
我很少做这种梦。
But my experience is they are very special and deserve attention.
那可是从过去经验有做过这种梦的时候，发现需要特别去注意这些梦。
So I was, of course, in my heart, I pondered this and what did this mean?
所以我心里一直在想，这个梦到底什么意思？
And the result, the result, I was thinking about the kinds of books I was reading, and I guess, and it occurred to me that I hadn't been going to church for a few years.
然后就在想，是不是我读的书不对？然后想半天，我还想，哦，我好几年没有来教会了。
I wouldn't say the books were wrong books.
其实那些书也不见得是不好的书。
I was just thinking about what I was taking in different ways, you know.
我只是在想说，所谓听错频道到底是指什么？
It's not too bad, but anyway, anyway. So then I thought, well, maybe I should get with it, and so I started decided to make after I went back to the States. Then I decided after I got back to Taipei, I would go to church again.
后来我就去美国一趟，然后回来，我就决定回来以后要再上教会。
My plan was to go to several different churches, which I used to be a rather regular attender, maybe 10 or 12 years ago.
那我就想说再回去，可能十几年前有去过的教会，找几个教会再回去看看。
Right, and 就是几年之前我还在我在台北我也是每个星期我会去教堂。But, so anyway, so I thought I would make the rounds. 我想我会看来看去不同的教堂。And, see if I stuck anywhere.
看看有没有就哪一间教会会让我留下来。
Anyway, so, without making as many rounds as I had planned, I have stuck here and I'm very happy to be here. And I hope I interpreted the message correctly. I'm still thinking.
后来没有找很久，我就决定来这里，我觉得很高兴。
I guess if I get too far off the track, I will get corrected again. I believe this. 我觉得如果我太乱跑，我就是路是根本不对的话，他会再提醒我。那个我太相信了，谢谢，Thank you.
That's great. You didn't give anybody any warning, and someone answered. Thanks, Miles.
Wow, 很棒的见证。
Anyone else?
还有没有人要分享？
Okay, Aaron.
I grew up in a Christian family.
我是在一个基督教家庭长大。
And I grew up in a very, very conservative church.
也在一个很保守的教会长大。
A church where they don't believe in pastors.
那个教会不相信，教会应该有牧师。
So all my friends who went to church, they had pastors, and I thought they were all heretics.
那我其他的朋友，他们去的教会都有牧师，只有我的教会没有，所以我以为他们都是一些异端。
And then I grew up and I realized that's most everybody.
后来我长大才发现，哦，大部分人去的教会都有牧师。
But anyway, when I grew up, when I was an adolescent,
在我青少年时期,
a lot of major leaders in our church ran off with people, ended their marriages, and did a lot of crazy things.
然后那段期间我们教会有很多,
elders,
有一些比较,
And so in my adolescence, I figured this is a bunch of baloney.
所以我青少年十几岁的时候，我想这个教会都是骗人的。
And then after I graduated from high school, I actually went to a year of Bible college.
后来我高中毕业以后去读了一年的圣经学校。
And I guess that was the last straw for me.
对我来说，这是压垮骆驼身上的最后一根稻草。
I could only handle 1 year of it, and then I skipped out.
我只读了一年，就受不了了，就没再念了。
The favorite part of Bible college for me was Greek. I was studying ancient Greek because I like languages.
Your favorite? Uh-huh.
And then singing in the choir.
那第二个就是可以在诗班里面唱歌。
But the other stuff, the core stuff, I was just bored out of my mind.
可是其他那些圣经的课程，我真的都上得好无聊。
So after that, I went and got a job, and I gradually stopped going to church.
后来我就开始工作了，然后又渐渐又回去教会。
And then I started playing computer games.
啊，这时候我就迷上了玩电脑游戏。
One computer game, and I played about 6 hours a night, for 2 years.
那我迷上一个电脑游戏，我每天晚上会玩6个小时，这样玩了两年。
And then every weekend I would go out with my pals and we'd rent a room in a hotel and play computer games for like 18 hours straight.
然后每个周末就跟朋友去旅馆在那边玩电脑游戏，一口气玩18个小时。
And then we go to competitions every once in a while, go on long drives.
然后偶尔就是开很远的路去参加各样的比赛。
And then I started to wonder, this is kind of not the life I was hoping for.
渐渐的，我忽然就觉得这好像不是我想过的人生。
I was very, very unhappy and lost.
那时候真的很迷失，然后也很不快乐。
And I was just really, really depressed.
那时候整个人很沮丧，很忧郁。
And then in May of 1998, I remember praying because I had a journal that every few years I would write in.
在98年5月的时候，那时因为我有在写日记，所以我才记得那个日期。
But it doesn't really count as 日记 in Chinese.
写杂记，大事记。
I remember writing something like, "Okay, God, if you exist, then help me because I'm really screwed up.
我就写说主啊如果你真的存在的话求你帮助我因为我真的已经一塌糊涂一团乱了。
And then there's this really annoying friend that I got to know in Bible school earlier who started trying to get a hold of me and going, taking me out to dinner and stuff and asking me these really annoying questions.
那后来呢我在圣经学校一个朋友一个同学那很讨厌的一个同学突然开始打电话给我然后找我出去吃饭问我一些很讨厌的问题。
And I gradually started to wake up spiritually.
我的灵里就忽然就渐渐苏醒了。
I started to open up the Bible and I even started thinking about going to church again.
我就开始读圣经然后开始想要回去教会。
And I was reading the Bible and it was suddenly alive as it never was before.
然后我在读圣经的时候这些话忽然变得很真实。
And I was reading the Psalms and I was just thinking, boy, this guy David...He really understands life.
那我读到诗篇的时候觉得哇这个大卫他真的很懂的人很了解人生。
And I was just soaking it in, I guess you could say.
真当时真的就是开始慢慢的就是整个人就开始很认真的开始追求了。
And I started losing my interest in playing computer games all the time.
然后我就渐渐的 不太想玩这个电脑游戏。
I still play them though.And actually, I missed Thanksgiving in 1998 because I was playing a computer game.
可是我还是有在玩。可是那时候，甚至玩到98年那个感恩节，我们全家聚餐，我竟然玩到忘了去吃这个感恩节大餐。
They still don't know that.
不过他们还不知道我为什么没去。
So in the end of 1998, I was coming back to church, and I was feeling that the Lord was really leading me.
那98年以后我回去教会我开始感觉神在带领我。
And I started crying often.
我就开始常常会哭。
And it was really weird.
我觉得很奇怪。
I mean, most people don't cry often.
通常大部分人不会常很爱哭哦。
And then, so I came out here in Christmas of 98, over the New Year's.
98年圣诞节我就来台湾。
Because my parents are out here.On business.
因为那时候我父母住在台湾，我爸爸转调来台湾工作，所以我们来看他。
So, I came for 2 weeks and I really liked it.
然后来了两个礼拜，觉得很喜欢台湾。
And then when I came back, I couldn't stop thinking about Taiwan.
那回美国之后，就一直在想台湾的事情。
I couldn't get it out of my heart.
就觉得怎么样都就是一直在想，忘不掉。
So I talked to my boss and asked if I could quit and if it would be cool with him and just wanted to see if doors are open for me to come to Taiwan.
后来就在想，我就问老板说有没有可能让我提早离职？我就想看看神有没有为我开门要来台湾。
So everything was pretty smooth and I came out here to live in March in 1999.
所以可是一些这个整条路都很畅通哦，所以我就很顺利的在。99年3月来到台湾。
And then 2 weeks after that, I met, Jean.
然后来台湾两个礼拜后就碰见 Jean.
And then, 7 months after I met her, we got married.
然后几个月后我们就结婚了。
And, the rest is history. You can ask me about it later.
其他的大家都很清楚了，不清楚的可以来问我。
It's been a rough road and I'm still on it.
那其实这条路不好走，可是我还继续走下去。
Kind of like,
有点像大云霄飞车。
It's not very straight.
不是一条笔直的大路哦。
So I'm still on it. So my testimony is always changing, it seems.
所以我还在走这条路，我的见证还不断在修正。
So that's my testimony for now.
这是我的得救见证。